It's time to bring in Pat Pagano and the Weather Center. Pat, good morning.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Well, guess who hit the snow on the GW Bridge?
You did.
Yeah. So it was very, very stressful, very frustrating. But as I told you on Friday, I put AJ on standby. So he was ready. I called him from the car, and he was ready. In fact, when I called him from the car, leave it up to these younger snapperoons. He was out. I said, "You're out?" I said, "But it's snowing." He goes, "Yeah, it's not bad." And he was out. So he said, "Oh, no problem. Here, I'll sit in for you." I said, "Great." So I'm glad that's over with. That's all I could tell you.
Yeah, we got our 6 inches of snow. Now, before we get to the forecast,
yeah,
I want you to know I got contacted by a guy by the name of Lawrence Joseph. And it says this. Is this Pat Pagano the same one that used to be on with Bob Connors at WTVN 610 in Columbus, Ohio?
Right.
Did you used to be on that station?
Oh, yeah, for a long time.
Well, the guy said he misses you, and he's glad he found you on our on-demand page.
How do you like that? From Columbus?
Yeah.
What is he doing listening to the radio in Connecticut?
I think he probably was doing a search for something, and Pat Pagano, your name came up as being on our on-demand page, so he went to it, and he left that little last message. So there you go. You still have some listeners left. How long ago was that? That was a long time ago.
Long time ago. That was one, I have to say that in my entire radio career, that was one station that I was extremely upset when we parted. And I was on that station for about, I would say, 17 years. And me and Bob Connors, the host, who's now deceased, we had a great, great show in the morning. Signed out at 5:35. Always opened up. He opened up with the song Good Morning from, what's her name? Doris Day?
Yep.
And he used to sing along. I used to sing along. We talked about, just like with you, we talked about family. We talked about all the things. We got the weather in. We always did all of that. And it was just the best show. And then all of a sudden, a new program director came in.
A young whippersnapper, probably.
And he thought that by bartering with their TV guy, not having to pay any money out, and what they would do is have the TV guy on there in the morning and say, you know, watch so-and-so on TV. And the TV people would say, make sure you listen to so-and-so on TV and radio. It would be a much better deal. And they just axed me. They gave me a 30-day notice after 17 years and said, beat it. And I spoke to Bob after that. He was destroyed. And he said, whoever they put with me, he said, it will never be the same as with me and you. So he said, you could rest assured, I'm not going to be singing those songs and I'm not going to be doing the same thing. But needless to say, him as the number one host in Columbus in all radio didn't hold enough weight. And they gave me the boot after 17 years.
Amazing. Well, so there you know, you were found by one of your listeners back then.
Thank you. Did you respond to him?
Yes. Okay, I told him, yes, it is the same Pat Pagano.
Great. Thank you, Marshall.
There can only be one Pat Pagano doing the weather.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So we got.
Yeah, you got 6 inches, right?
6 inches of snow. We lost probably about 2.5 inches of it yesterday because it warmed up. But, you know, I didn't clean off my Passat all the way. And I went out to clean it off this morning. Oh my God! Because the snow had melted and then refrozen. It's like I'm the Titanic, and on the right side of my car, I hit that iceberg.
Yeah, well, I had to get out the snowball for the first time yesterday, and I could tell you that being in Rockland County, folks, yeah. Rock, yeah. I'm on a hill, pushing that snowblower uphill, even with the wheels engaged, was pretty rough. I mean, I was kind of done in by yesterday afternoon.
Sell the snow blower and hire yourself a plow guy.
Well, the plow guy always comes to do the driveway. And I said, well, it's like 10 o'clock and he didn't come, so I guess I better start doing that. And when I was almost finished with the driveway, here comes the plow guy.
There you go. That's what always happens. Now, we just got another message from our good buddy Pat O'Connell down south on Route 22 in the Dover Plains, Wingdale area, Pauling area, I mean. Again, Pat, you were spot on. Thank you. There you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. That was a rough call, right, Marshall, all last week?
Yeah, but you got it. You said 6 inches or more, and boom, we got 6 inches, and some places got a little more.
Yeah. Here, I think I got between 8 and 10 here. And, you know, Eastern Connecticut, some places got up to 17.
Yeah, well, good for them. They need that.
Yeah, exactly. And so now what's left? Okay, cold. That's it. Cold, 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 cold. Partly sunny today, 30. Tonight, 15 to 20, partly cloudy. Partly sunny, windy, with maybe a flurry tomorrow. Highs 25 to 30. Clouds and sun for Thursday, low 30s. Sun with increasing cloudiness on Friday, mid 30s. We could get just a touch of light snow Friday night, no big deal. Otherwise, Saturday's going to be kind of cloudy in the 30s. And then Sunday, we have a storm that's going to go into the Great Lakes. It'll probably bring blizzards to the upper Midwest. It's also going to bring another rash of severe weather down south. And for us, we'll probably get rain, but before it rains, it'll probably begin as a wintry mix on Sunday.
Sure, wintry mix. We're used to wintry mixes here.
We're used to it, yeah.
This is only out of all the storms. Oh, by the way, I did my addition. We're already, and it's hard to believe, we're at 47 to 48 inches of snow. I'll call it snow and sleet mixture, but 48 inches, which is means we're going to come in at least at normal, because right around 50 to 57 inches is normal. But it's been exactly the darndest winter. We've had warm trends. We've had rain, then snow with sleet, and then it gets warm again. Then we've had bitter cold weather. I mean, absolutely horribly bitter. It's just been an uneven winter.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's really the way it's been. And, you know, it's interesting because I saw my sister Sunday at the shower, and she said to me, she says, boy, so far your forecast is right on. I said, yeah. She said, well, we're preparing not to go to school tomorrow. And I looked at her, and I said, well, you are? I got bad news for you. She goes, what? I said, you'll have school. She goes, we'll have school. The winter storm warnings are out. They're calling for 8 inches. I said, do you want to know what they're calling for or I'm calling for? And everybody at the table just listened up. I said, here, especially on the South Shore of Long Island, you're only getting 1 to 3. They said, what? I said, it's too warm. I said, you're in the 40s today. Initially, it's all going to melt. I said, and it's got the snow's going to be a high wet content. So she says, so what do you think? I said, a delayed opening. So yesterday she texted me. She goes, really too bad you were right. She said, we got about 2 inches, and she said we had a delayed opening. So too bad that Pat wasn't right getting over that GW bridge before the snow started.
How fast did you go over it?
I left there a little bit early, and I said, well, you know what? Instead of leaving at 4:30 when it ends, I'll leave at 4.
Yeah.
And I got to the GW Bridge, I guess it was about 4:45. And it was snowing.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, no. And when we got on the Palisades, after I got over the GW, it was starting to crawl. Plus, the sanders had been out, and they had just literally lined the bridge with tons of salt, and it was blowing all over the place. So you didn't know if it was the salt blowing or the snow was blowing.
Yeah.
So people were going very slow. And when I got on the Palisades, the snow was coming down. So I left there at 4 o'clock and I got home at 7.
Hmm.
Should have taken me an hour and 15 minutes. So. And, you know, and do I have to tell you? You know how it's like. Just without any bad weather, Marshall going to and from the city is stressful.
Yeah, but bad weather.
March was quick. Right. And, you know, just knowing that the storm was on our doorstep and I had to get back, I was very stressed. My knuckles were white holding the wheel. I just could not wait to get home. Of course, when I got in the door at 7, it was coming down like you could not believe.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, you made it. That's the only thing that counts.
That's it. I am so glad that that is over with.
Any more big storms on the horizon?
No other big storms on the horizon. Thank goodness.
But you said this weather should continue through the middle of the month, right?
At least the middle of the month. You got it. Yep.
Oh, well, thanks, Pat.
You're welcome very much, Marshall.
It's nice to have you back.
Thank you.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Marshall.
Bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.